How do people get started? Where do they get stuck? Does their family really follow along when they want to get organized? Wouldn't you love to peek behind the curtain and see how other people in the 100-day program are actually getting their home organized? Well, that's what we're going to be doing from now on the Wednesday new Organize 365 podcast. I would love to introduce you to your fellow Organize 365 members that are on this home organization journey with you. Let's see how they have gone from disorganized to organized. Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. It was so great to meet you when you came to Cincinnati for the paper organizing retreat, but how did you originally find Organize 365?
So I had this job that we could listen to music on our own devices. And I decided that instead of listening to music, I was going to study new things. And my kids were complaining about my piles of paper. So I put in their paper monster organization.
That's how you found me?
And I what popped up was the Sunday Basket podcast.
Wow, we did not know we were ranking for that keyword, I will just tell you.
Well, I had come up with a lot, but when I listen to podcasts, I listen to ones that I can listen to their voices for a while because you're obviously getting to know your voice. And there were some voices I just couldn't listen to. Some things were like, well, I tried that too bad. That didn't work for me.
Yeah.
And I got to do it. I'm like, huh, this is interesting.
I sucked you in.
You did. And I was like, well, and I listened and then I went home and I looked it up. I was like, well, that's an interesting concept. Mm-hmm. It seems easy enough. So yeah, I think that's where I was.
Okay.
Right.
So tell me about your kids. Who lives with you in your household?
Right now I have two kids living at home. One's 14, Nazar, and he likes his games. And if he's bored, beware. And I have Elijah, and he's 5 now, and he is the happiest, goofiest, smartest little kid that you can have. But he's trouble too. Like, they're all trouble. Oh, and then I have my oldest, Davian, but he's in college. So he'll be home for the summer and for holidays. And he's 19 and he's going pre-med and he plays football.
Wow. That's a lot of things to be doing. College, pre-med, and football.
Yes. But he can do it. If anybody can do it, he can.
I love it. I love your attitude. Okay. So you're at work. You're listening to podcasts. You Google Paper Monster. Why did you decide to get started organizing? Like, what was the thing that got you started?
I've been always trying to figure out how to do the paper monster. We lived through a fire in 2008, and so I didn't have any paperwork from that point back. So I didn't have any childhood stuff. I just had papers that were coming in. And I had piles. So I would organize for 3 hours and get my piles. And then my kids would be like, oh, we made it nice for you, Mom, and we organized everything in piles, a pile for you. And I'm like, you did what? I just spent 3 hours putting those piles out. Mm-hmm. So that was a big stressor for them. So I did that. And the system I had wasn't working, like I said. It wasn't. I put 6 things on the wall and I was supposed to divide my mail into each 6, and then they sat there.
Yeah.
It was kind of like the Sunday basket, but it was on a wall and it didn't work.
So you had gotten as far as dividing things into piles. And you already mentioned that you were at work when you were listening to these podcasts, and you've mentioned you have these 3 kids and how long it would take you to divide these into piles, and then they would get all shoved in back into the same pile again. I mean, it just sounds like you were running out of time. Like, you had the right ideas, you had the right intentions, but you just couldn't get beyond the time of getting it into piles.
Right. It's the sorting part. So like when I was at paper retreat, I had everything sorted, but then what do you do with those piles? And that's where I started learning at paper tree. That's why I was able to get everything sorted before then, because I already knew how to sort.
So the action taking on the piles. So for people who are listening, they're like, yes, I'm Sarah. Like, they're screaming in the car going, ask her more about this. I can divide things into piles and then I get stuck. Can you articulate what does it mean to be stuck getting it into piles? And then how did you get beyond just the sorting into piles?
Okay, so there's like you say, there's 2 parts of paper. The paper that's coming in and the paper that's there that needs to be saved. And I understand, I'm like, oh, that makes sense. So the paper that was coming in and the paper that was to be saved, I had put them in the same piles.
Okay.
And so I had organized by piles, like, these are bills, these are things I want to keep, important papers, but these important papers are financial important papers that I want to keep, you know, all the little piles that made sense to me. And I tend to over categorize. So I had all these little itty bitty piles.
Okay.
And so, when I got to that point, I would file. I honestly had, I'm like, oh, it'd be great if I got a file that was like the size of a desk, I use it as a desk. And then I got a file that's a little bit higher. I'm like, well, that doesn't work for that. Oh, well, we'll still use it. And so I had everything filed well. And so all my papers were away.
Mm-hmm.
But the stuff coming in kept on piling up. And I'm like, really, I don't have time for this. Because besides working, I also go to school part-time. And so it all just piled up. And I got to the point that when I started getting the migraines, because I've only had them for 2.5 years, that I couldn't keep up with my systems. So the more paper was in the paper file, and then I had the piles everywhere else, and then I just couldn't keep up. I stopped opening my mail. So it was like once every 3 months I opened my mail, and you know, the bills were behind, and I would get all the final notes. I'm like, oh crap, I haven't got that mail. I better go open up my mail now to see what else I missed.
Okay.
And I felt really bad because I called people. I'm like, yeah, you're not the only one I haven't opened my mail for. But just to let you know, this is what's going on. So that's where I know I needed to do something that would work. So that makes any sense.
So do you remember when you finally were like, this is it, I'm going to fix this system, and the first thing that you did to start to reverse that pattern?
I bought the Sunday basket with my taxes because I didn't have any extra tax money. With the migraines, I'm off of work 2 to 3 days. In the beginning, it was 2 to 3 days every week, 2 to 4 days every week.
Wow.
I'm now up to 1 to 2 days. If it's a good week, a good time, it's 3 weeks I can work. So that was hard. So the money went from me being able to pay everything down to part-time pay and just...
Oh, geez.
Figuring how to pay things, you know, okay, I can pay this and that can wait 3 months before they get pissed at me and shut me off. So then I can pay this during those 2 months and then go back and pay them enough to satisfy them so they won't shut me off.
So this was such a big pain point for you that even when you were juggling which bills to pay because you were on disability, you still got a Sunday basket.
I wasn't on disability. I was in FMLA. So I didn't get paid on my days off. So that's the difference between disability and my days off, because I was able to go work intermittently.
Okay.
I then wasn't able to apply for disability. And also for my mortgage, I have protection. If something happens to me, I can get a disability payment.
Okay.
But because I kept going back to work, they would cover it.
Mm.
So I was like, well, fine. I'll be late a couple times. You'll just have to deal with it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do me.
And did that, so what was that process like when you got the Sunday basket? How long did it take you to get it implemented, and how soon did you start to see results?
I started to see results right away because I didn't see the paper everywhere, but I did it wrong forever.
Okay. Explain how you did it wrong.
I brought it in, and then my waiting papers ended up being my 2.0 papers because I didn't know what to do with them. And I was adding to those piles, but they weren't all over the house anymore.
Okay.
So I saw a difference right away. But it wasn't really what the 2.0s were for. And it wasn't until I started watching the Sunday Basket Lives, and then I was like, oh, this is a plan now. I still struggle with that today. Like, you know, what days? I put it based on due dates because that works with my school stuff. And I made my own little, you know, full page. I have full pages, and they say Sunday dump list, and they have approximate time on them.
Okay.
And then, so I can figure out if do I have enough time to squeeze it in, and then due date, because I can't always tell you how long it's going to take me to read and take notes on 2 chapters for this week. So even though I schedule the blocks, I have to go over them so I have them done by Tuesday.
Okay.
And so that front end, I know my front end with schoolwork, and then I back end with household stuff.
So you plan out your week in advance, calendar blocking, when you're going to get your schoolwork done, and when you're going to get your housework done.
Housework? No. I have to do the errands.
Okay.
I don't do the housework very well.
Yeah, that's okay. Me either. That's why I outsource it.
I was looking into getting a cleaner, but then I'm like, I don't have the money for that. So
yeah.
I'll just sit
one
there.
Step at a time.
I also have a friend that will go through my house a couple times, well, every 5 years, and it looks like I'm moving because the last time she went through before graduation, she took out 5 trailer and truck loads of stuff.
What a good friend.
My whole house, my basement, my garage. I'm like, just go through. And all she did is like, do you want to keep this? Do you want to keep this? I'm like, yes, I want to keep that. No, I really don't care. And then her mom and her sisters divvied up what they wanted out of my stuff, and then they took rid of the rest.
How nice is that?
It is. But now I don't know what I have. So, you know, like in your brain, you know what you have in the basement somehow.
Yeah.
But now I don't. Like, oh, yeah, that might have been tossed, or I don't know really where that went. But
yeah.
I didn't remember I had until now, so.
So do you, so as you're planning out your week in advance, you know the days that you are going to work, but you're still having migraines, right?
Yes.
So it's not necessarily like your plans could change based on a migraine as well, correct?
Right. I have vertigo with my migraines. Mm-hmm. So I call it internal vertigo. So like when you were a kid and you were on one of those really fast rides that you floor pop out on you, when you got out, you're like, whoa, the world's like still and you can't walk straight, right? Because the world's not tipping, but inside your brain, you've gone so fast, your brain's like, holy, I don't know what it's doing.
Yeah.
That is how I normally feel. So it's me turning my head will create that motion of out of control.
Spinning. Yeah.
If the world's not spinning, but my inside of my body is my brain spinning. And then there's external vertigo where the world's spinning and you're trying to walk in the tilty world.
Oh.
So there's two different kinds. And I normally get the internal vertigo. But lately I've been getting the internal and the external together.
Oh my gosh.
And so that's been throwing me for a new loop.
So what do you do? Like, so you planned out your week and then let's say you have a day or two that leaves due to migraine, which is pretty often, right?
Yes.
How do you reallocate? What do you do with those things that were supposed to be done on those days?
I then reallocate what is really happening. Like I do so much more than what has to be done before Sunday. Mm-hmm. I try to get as much as I can get done.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's some things I can put off. If I know I can put it off for a few weeks, I'll put it off. But I feel my week to a brink.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I get a migraine, I just reallocate what really needs to get done this week.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't get something done, I can just go, I had a migraine. So
yeah.
Like sometimes homework, I'll email it in my teacher. So I'm like, this is what's going on. And I'll have my 14-year-old read my email. Last time he read it 9 times before I got it right. So I could send it into the teacher so she'd actually understand what I was writing.
Yeah.
And then I just forgot about it. Because if I don't write somebody about, I like a contact that person I need to deal with it, or it's me, you know.
Right.
If it's somebody else I'm doing it with, I have to contact them so they know what's going on. And hope the heck they give me grace. And I give myself grace. And I just
take care of myself.
My kids know that when my alarms on my phone go off, I have certain pills.
Uh-huh.
And they tend to feed me. My oldest will give me food at certain times. And I found out is as long as I keep those routines, even when I'm not feeling like I'm out, that it's not as bad getting out of it. It doesn't take as long. But
yeah,
because beforehand, I didn't know. Like when I can't walk across the room. That means going to the bathroom, getting up to get anything to eat. I'm hanging on walls. And so skipping meal was a no big thing. I was like, I'll just sleep instead of eat because I can't safely stand up at the stove and cook.
Right.
So on top of all this, I think I told this to you, so you know this, but I'm also found out I was gluten intolerant with many other foods. So that makes everything twice. It's not like you call a friend, hey, can you bring something over for me? I have, my friends are like, what can you eat? What can't you eat? So last night, my 5-year-old was sitting next to me. He's like, Mom, I'm thinking about what I can make you that doesn't have flour poisoning in it for you.
Flour poison.
Because he tries to give me stuff that has flour. I'm like, honey, that's poison. Oh. Flour is poison for my, like, it's on his level. Like,
yes.
He doesn't understand. And so.
How cute is that, though?
He's like, I'm just trying to figure out something I can make you that doesn't have flour in it, Mom.
What a cutie. So do you have, like, just a list of, like, 5 basic foods they can make for you?
I try to keep on hand the things I can eat, but then my monsters get in there and eat them. Big monsters. So it's kind of a win-loss situation.
Yeah.
But I know you didn't ask me this, but that's why I did the 100 days, because with the new way of eating, everything was flipped. And
yes.
I never I remember when I moved to this place, I was like, hey, do you know how to organize a kitchen? Because I'm so lost. Can you organize? If I pay you to come over organized, can you do it? And nobody knew how to do it. Huh. And so it was set up the way my mother would have set it up, though my mother has been gone for a long time, since 2013. So it was really annoying. But then I did the 100-day, and I honestly have only done it. I've done it twice, and I think I've only done 5 days total, because it's what it is. But I got in there and I did zones, and the few changes I made that first time, because I just cluttered and organized at the same time. I know that's not the way. I actually am able to do the things for meal prep that I need to do.
That's awesome. I mean, because every minute that you could save yourself when you know you're going to lose days to migraines is like so important.
Yeah, I guess I don't think of losing days. I try not to think of losing days.
Yeah, well, that's a good mindset to have as well. Because I love how you're so purposeful with all your thoughts.
Because I can think about what I can't do, or I can think about what I can do. And I got to the point that when I see a therapist that about dealing with chronic pain and all that good stuff and how to think through things. Because I got to a point that when I hit the migraines hit, that summer I was going to do internship for HR work. Mm-hmm. So I could get experience for what I'm going to school for, which is an HR person. And migraines hit and I couldn't do it. Like, how can I say that I am reliable when I can't tell you if I'm going to be able to come to work?
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, that's horrible. I was on the brink of everything, and then it was all changed. And I was mad and I was angry and I didn't know what to do. And I looked at my life and I'm like, I'm here for the rest of my life and I don't want to be here. And I've done everything I can to get out of the situation I'm in. So because of my choices, so well, I don't know what to do now. Mm-hmm. And that's when I started seeing a therapist within, I think it was three weeks or 2 months, around there. She was like, I could see the difference in you. You now have possibilities again. And I didn't realize I was that deep with the depression, but I didn't know. I can't look at what I can't do. Because you look at those people that have no arms and legs, but they're traveling around the world and giving speeches. I have arms and I have legs. Yes, I have something that I have to deal with, some challenge I have to face. But if they can do that, then I can do what I want to do.
Isn't talking to a therapist so helpful? I mean, it's just so helpful to be able to articulate how you're feeling, have them listen, reflect back to you, ask you questions. I mean, both of my kids are going to therapists right now and they love it. Like, they love being able to talk to another adult that is not me about their thoughts and feelings as they're transitioning into adulthood. And I think it's so awesome.
It is. I told my therapist, I'm like, you're the friend I pay to be my friend. And
yes. She's
like, well, no, you pay me to listen to you, but I can choose to be your friend or not. And I'm like, okay, I'll take that.
Yeah. Yeah. But it is, I mean, especially the more that we compartmentalize our lives, the more we spend time at home and our friendships are virtual, you know, through the internet and through the Facebook group. I mean, I know people inside that Facebook group have besties inside of there and they love that, but we don't have that physical interaction. I mean, like Sarah giving that huge hug to you at the paper organizing retreat, so different than, you know, being able to even talk over this Zoom call. You know, it's that personal interaction. And I just see that whole counseling field, I think, is going to continue to grow because we need that. We need that time to process our thoughts and feelings out loud in front of another human who can then guide us through what we're thinking and feeling. And look at how fast, because I mean, 3 weeks to 2 months, that's a really quick amount of time to be able to process that and change that direction.
It wasn't like once a month. It was once a week. And it was on the same day every week. So I found, like, if you do something, do the same day, so your body is used to that.
Yes, yes.
And your body does like routines, and the more you do the same things, there's always the fight of doing things at the same time so your body knows it's coming so you can process it better. But then you're also fighting not to stay in your comfort zone and trying to step out of your comfort zone. They're like a little battle within you every day.
All right. So has anything happened since you started this journey of getting organized that you didn't expect to happen?
Well, my kid went to school, and I get to go see. I go down and see him. So I was planning on going out and see him play football, but he didn't play football. He's not playing. He's on the team because he's got redshirted. And so there's something with my middle son that I saw that bothered me, and I know that he tries really hard with school, so he's at my C average person. I'm like, and he struggles for a C, so I went and talked to school. And now I know where all those paperwork are, those 504 paperwork, so if it comes again, I'll say, hey, I talked to you. This is what's the response I got. Now we're doing this again. So are you just saying that I'm just seeing the same thing and nothing's changed? Because if that is, then whether or not it needs to be something more done.
Yeah, so you feel like you're able to use that paperwork to substantiate what you already know to be true.
Yeah, those are big words for me today. Yeah.
Oh, well, I was always part of the 50 Cent Club. Have you heard of this? My mom loves language. Like, she loves big words. And so when we were kids, she would pay us a quarter if we used a large vocabulary word. And then there became 50 Cent words, like, that were super big words. So well, anyways.
So I also am able to do the change I've seen. I've been able to do work in school and still get things done. So it's not backed up to 3 months of not opening my mail. It's opened every week. Not every week. I can feel it. I think I went 2 weeks, went through 2 weeks the other recently that I didn't go through my Sunday basket, and I regretted it. And the house was very stressful because I had all these papers. Mm. So you couldn't see the Sunday box. It was so overfilled. And then I had my school stuff, and I put that into a Sunday basket because the papers were all over the table and I could barely see the table. And I'm like, okay, I'm done. This has been 2 weeks. I have all this paperwork. It doesn't help them writing a research paper for my school session. There's more paper because I don't read on the computer. I print everything out. And so I did. I think it took me 4 to 5 hours to get it done, but it was done. Yeah. And now I know where to find this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Do you do the Sunday Basket Club or do you do it on your own?
A little bit of both. Mm-hmm. Depends on how many weeks and days fall. And
yeah.
It really depends.
Okay.
But I'll do the replays if I don't hit the lives.
Okay, so when you do it, you're watching it either way.
It's somewhere in the background somehow.
Yeah, just like your friends doing it with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what do you think that you have more of now?
I have more peace. Mm-hmm. I'm not even looking at my answers. I have answers in front of me, but I'm not even looking at them.
Yeah.
I have more peace because I can think through things better because they're all the things I need to remember are in the basket. I don't sometimes use the post-it notes to put them in there. Otherwise, I just write them on a piece of paper, throw a piece of paper in there, and like circle it and make it pretty so I know that's what the idea that I need to focus on that paper is. But yeah, I don't have to sit there and worry about what do I have to do for the school next week or this week. I have that already printed out and set aside, so I just grab that slash pocket. I throw my slash pockets in my purse or in my bag. It's not a purse. It's too big for a purse. I want to carry it around.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets too heavy because I throw a whole bunch of stuff in there, and then I have to unload them in the car. But I've had people comment on how organized I am, and I'm like,
how cool is that?
Thanks. I just like knowing where things are. Maybe it's a control factor.
What do you think you have less of now?
I have less stress. When I do it the way it needs to be done, I have less stress. Mm-hmm. And then I have less of my kids like trying to help me and make it not helpful.
What do you wish you had known sooner?
I wish I knew how to do this all, like more than sort sooner.
Yeah.
The whole systems. I know you said you had it out earlier. I wish I knew it earlier and had done it a lot earlier. Mm-hmm. I would have got further in my life earlier on. Mm. So I am more productive. I can't say I see time because my time gets filled up and taken away from me in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. I feel like I get a lot more done. Mm-hmm. But I also know that God had it happen at the right time for me. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I could wish, but maybe if I had it then, it wouldn't have mattered.
Right, right.
Because I did do the Fly Lady for, you know, forever. And then I remember my mom, and I had scheduled everything down to the minute. And I'm like, oh, I got 2 minutes to be here, Mom. What do you want to tell me? And my mom's like, you need to not to be have everything down to the minute. And I'm like, but I'm getting things done, Mom. I'm getting stuff done. And she's like, growing up, I could never please her for anything. Like, if I didn't get anything mm-hmm. done, she'd be upset at me. If I got stuff done, she'd be upset at me. And I'm like, mm-hmm. and I let it bother me. I didn't say it. I tried to fluff it off, but it bothered me. And so after that, Fly Lady just didn't cut it anymore because my control drainer was too big and it felt constrictive to me. Mm-hmm. And I honestly am not the person that likes routines. I like to have ideas what could happen, and then I can pick and choose like a buffet
me too. Bar
and say, okay, that's what I want to do, and this is what we're going to do. Let's get in the van and let's go.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What's your next step?
I would like to, well, there's a couple of them. I would like to get the portfolio. I've just gotten the children's organization.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because my little one, my five-year-old, keeps asking me for chores. Huh? I'm like, I don't know what to give you. So maybe I should, I'm going through that so I can help him get those routines that would help him, not just busy work. I grew up like, okay, go dust, but make sure you wipe everything down and have it take 4 hours. And mm-hmm. I thought, why do I have to do this? Like, I could dust it and put it back, and oh, she could still see a line. So it was too, you know, it wasn't good enough. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be like that with my kid. Mm-hmm. I want to give them frameworks and systems to build upon versus busy work to keep you busy.
Yeah.
And I know my 14-year-old will balk me at everything, mm-hmm. but I talked to him about bartering with him. So maybe that's not a good way to parent, but I do it often. And I told him, what if I got you a mini fridge if you watch this much of the program?
Yes. I'm all about bartering and compensating. It's totally how I parent.
So he's going to be getting a job because this last week we got him and I lost his Social Security card. I don't know how many of you guys do that. I've lost it several different ones at several different times. And then I found him, but this one I couldn't find. So we've got him in and got him a new one ordered. So now I have to get the work permit so he can go get the job that he already has. He's been interviewed and said they already have it, and now they're just waiting for me to get stuff done. And so once he starts doing that, he'll have money coming in. To, you know, and if my kids bring food that I can't eat, they stick in my fridge, and then I eat it.
Yeah.
I know that's really bad of me, but it's on me, but I tell them to keep it on my fridge. So if he has a mini fridge, he can keep all the stuff that I can't eat and his stuff in there. Somehow we'll figure out how to put padlocks on it so the five-year-old doesn't sneak in there and get them.
You can get locked mini fridges.
Oh.
Yes. Okay.
That's another whole concept.
Yeah. It has like a little, it's not like a key. It's like one of those hexagon keys. So like if you had a, you know, the little tool that you use to put together IKEA furniture that has like a hexagon on it, like that's the kind of lock, but it comes with a little key that is like that. And it's not any more expensive.
Huh?
Yeah.
So I didn't bribe him yet. Let the idea sit there and linger for a bit. So it's like when you have money coming in, you know, like, oh, I have money, this much money coming in. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do with it? And so this is what I kind of planted in and said, what would he do with this if?
Yeah.
And just let it linger and I'll slowly put some more stuff into it.
Yeah, good. Is there any other advice that you would want to leave with someone who is just starting out? Like think back to yourself when you are at work and putting into the podcast player, help with the paper monster or however you said it was.
I would say do it at, I know I see online a lot of people take the all access, and don't get me wrong, I wanted to do all access, but I did all paper first. Mm-hmm. And I could have gotten away with just doing the Sunday basket first because I didn't know how to build the binders until I went to paper retreat. Cause like I said, I sorted everything out and I couldn't figure out how to do this pile into this binder. Like I didn't understand that. Mm-hmm. So it depends on how you are as a person, but do it as, because I could have got away with just doing the Sunday basket and then going all paper. And I had no desire to organize my home. Because I kind of have my own way of doing things, so it works. But I wanted to do my kitchen, so I did the 100 days of that just for the kitchen. That's why I bought the program, so I could do my kitchen.
Yeah.
And then we were at retreat, and I haven't seen it out on anything, but one of the ladies there, I talked about dress your truth.
Yes.
And I went on there and I'm like, oh, this totally makes sense. And so now I'm excited to get my kitchen done so I can get into my closet so I can actually do clothes that is another whole issue of how do I do this? And yeah. I think that, I know one of the things I'm good at doing is figuring out how to do things. Mm-hmm. So nothing can stop me. I can stop myself because I can stop myself from trying to figure things out in many different ways. Mm-hmm. But if I don't try to figure something out, it stops me. And your systems, I don't have to figure it out. You tell me what to do. And I might not totally listen to you, but it's in my head and I think about it and I think about it and then I finally go do a drawer. But I'm looking forward to doing that master closet because now I'll be able to have clothes that I like.
Yeah.
But I have somebody else that's already done all the research because I don't have time to do research. That they've done all the research and now that I can use your system and their system mm-hmm. and I can put it together and I can create a closet that I love. So now I just need to get my kitchen done so then I can move on to another room.
Or you could just move on to another room.
No, because I bought the 100-day just for the kitchen.
Okay, so do the kitchen
very much
first.
That way, like I want to get this done. I don't want to just hop around. I want to get this mm-hmm, done. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then so my dishwasher's been broken for like maybe 5 years. Mm-hmm. And so now my sink, my faucet leaks for some reason. My boys did something to it. So I'm like, well, with taxes coming in,
yep.
But I asked the ladies, I go, what is your favorite dishwasher? Because I know they're all at home and they all have it.
Yes.
You know, so they knew and they suggested one. And so I'm going to go look at different ones of that brand, maybe a couple of the other brands. But I'm looking forward to having my kitchen set up so I don't have, so my meal prepping is done and I don't have to search for stuff and I don't have to wash mm-hmm. the dishes by hand and I don't have to beg my 14-year-old to please help me.
Right.
And the cats, we have two cats, one Smokey, one Sunday, and they walk around everything. They're tree cats. Because I found those two different cats. There's ground cats and there's tree cats. And the ones that climb all over everything, they're tree cats. Huh. And so eventually, hopefully, I'll get things up that they can climb that's not my kitchen.
Yes. They'll probably still climb that anyway, though, because they're cats.
Oh, okay.
That's what cats do. Whatever you want them to do, they do the opposite.
Oh, they seem to be pretty good otherwise, but I have to watch where I put my glasses when we're done because they'll knock them off when they're up
yes.
there. I'm
like, yes.
I just bought those glasses. Come on.
Sarah, thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
You're welcome.
I'm glad how you really dove into the Sunday basket and really articulating that idea of being able to make piles, but not being able to take them into the actionable, dividing the actionable paper from the reference paper. And then how you created these different routines for yourself during the week and throughout the years that have really helped you get more productivity as you've been going through the different systems and what you're going to do next.
Thanks. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's been such a pleasure to see you when you came to the paper organizing retreat and here on the podcast. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Are you loving these new podcasts? Oh my gosh. I could talk to you guys forever, and I love talking to you actually in person. If you have a story and you would love to share it on the podcast, just go to organize365.com/Wednesday to apply.